a winter's night, and a drinking good old wine, thinking all about that pretty little girl. She's broke this heart of mine. She is just like some budding rose that blooms in the month of June, or like some musical instrument that's just been laid like you. Perhaps it's a trip to a foreign land, a trip to France or Spain. But if I should go 10,000 miles, I'll be coming back again. And it's who's going to shoe your poor little feet, and who will glove your little hand. Honey, who's going to kiss your sweet, sweet lips? Tell me who's going to be your man. I'll love you too. Sea runs dry and the rocks all melt in the sun. I'm gonna love you till the day I die, though you'll never be my own. Play me something pretty soon. And a drinking good old wine. Oh, the courting of that pretty little girl has broke this heart of mine.
Last time a piece heard off that wood, if it ain't a different mess.
Oh, it ain't time to ride that horse, son. He won't get on this stage till after the second, the first half's over with. Just be patient. I'd like to do one more good old traditional song, a ballad here. Excuse me. Y'all, I didn't say anything about this, but I've had the laryngitis up till tonight. I'm just sort of getting over it, so if I stop every once in a while and go, you'll know what's the matter. I ain't gonna apologize for it either, because those things you can't help, they just happen. You know how it is. If it's something I did it for meanness, I'd say, well, folks, I'm awful sorry. I'd like to do a song about an old boy that was born in Wilkes County, North Carolina. His name was Otto Wood. He was born about 1900. And his papa died when he was about 6 or 7 years old, and he and his mama had kind of a hard time getting along. Old Otto, from the time he was about 17 or 18, worked for the railroad for 7 or 8 years. In an accident on the railroad, he lost partial use of his left hand, and they just wouldn't let him climb them grab irons no more. And times was pretty hard then. In the hard days, before he could find work, he pawned his grandpa's watch that had been passed along to him. and Mr. A.C. Kaplan of Greensboro, North Carolina, decided that he could get more out of the watch, a lot more, when somebody come along and wanted it. Then he allowed old Otto on it, figuring that the boy wouldn't come back, and he sold it about in half the time the pawn ticket ran, and when old Otto went back to pick up his watch, it were gone. And he flew into a rage and hit that man so hard he killed him. And they gave him a second-degree murder rap, and he figured he'd been unjustly treated. But the law became quite abandoned, sort of a Robin Hood of his day, and he took a bunch from the rich and gave most of it away and didn't kill nobody else, but I think he hurt a few people pretty bad in shootouts and whatever. He was shot and killed in a gun battle in Salisbury, North Carolina, by Sheriff Lee Rankin, or Chief of Police, or whatever, and one of his deputies, and I don't think they ever figured out which one killed Olato, but the next day, 60,000 people, they say, viewed the man's body mostly out of sympathy, because a lot of people loved Otto, in spite of his breaking the law. And he broke out of the maximum security prison over at Raleigh after they first sentenced him six times over a period of 4 years. That's a pretty good record for that jail, Michael. It was kept pretty good along in those days, they tell me. Gosh, I used to hear that old bell ring when I went to school over there, and boy, what if they ever send me over there? Well, anyway, here's the song about Otto Wood, written by Mr. Norman Woodley.